Lord, help us to finish the race and finish well, no matter what we see and experience. Amen. Blessed Mother Mary began, the birth pains, they are getting more frequent and violent, spreading throughout the world. Each of you, beloved souls, are having an impact on the unsaved. You may also pray that more Christians will feel inspired to pray for those who will be caught in events. Please tailor your messages in this vein. They need to be made aware of the urgency on the Lord's heart. You would think that with all this movement, arrests, convictions, you would think they were defeated. What is not understood is the extensive networking and preparation for those who will come up to take their place. Truly, the groundwork for this has been laid with great forethought. It would only be by God's intervention that all could be dismantled. And indeed, He has stepped in with His grace and events to work with the righteous. Blessed Mother, have we been in the tribulation all this time? That's a very good question. The answer is no. It is just beginning now. Yes. Many of the things written in Revelation have already come to pass, but the very worst time is still ahead of us. When the church is taken, then it will begin in earnest. At this point, Mother Claire prayed the binding prayer. There are so many ways the enemy cheats you out of knowing and understanding. It truly is wisdom to pray those prayers every time you come into the wellsprings of life to receive. You have no idea how frequently you are opposed, but you are learning, and learning also to take authority over the forces of darkness. I will not always give you a long message. Sometimes it will be short for your edification. Today is a day on which I would like to thank you for all your efforts and continuing efforts. This time leading up to September could be a real turning point in your country. With prayer, all things are possible. Your commitment is admirable, and I pray you can carry through with it each day. Do not trouble yourself about the covens, Claire. They are being handled, and some are even abandoning the dark side. My son is touching them and bringing wisdom and understanding to their world. Be assured of this. No prayer goes unanswered. You are so used to seeing results in the real world, you do not see what is being done in the spirit world. For this, I need to tell your bishop that you may partake in the joy of salvation going out to those who are even hopelessly lost. I want you to behold your crown and keep it safe. It is also your protection. I bless you with the love of my son and pray that his wisdom and voice always be your guiding light. Never abandon him, my children. Always sit under him in any way he chooses to come to you. And I bless you with your faithfulness, even when not feeling quite up to par. Amen.